From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says Israel is not showing enough diplomacy towards security partners in the Middle East. He's urging Israeli leaders to reach out and mend fences. As NPR's John Stempen reports, Panetta had strong words for Israel during a speech in Washington last night.
Panetta's address was largely devoted to Iran and what he calls Israel's increasing isolation in the world. In regards to the Palestinian peace process, Panetta was asked, what should Israel do next?
Just get to the damn table. Just get to the table.
That's blunt talk coming from an Obama administration official. Panetta also said the 2011 Arab Spring is not something Israel should fear and suggested Israel needs to take a fresh approach to diplomacy. His comments came at the end of a nearly one-hour speech and question-and-answer period sponsored by a unit of the Brookings Institution. John Stempen, NPR News, Washington.
The UN Security Council has voted unanimously to extend the UN political mission in Libya for 3 months. As Linda Fasulo reports, the mission's mandate was expanded to include helping Libyan authorities address threats of weapons proliferation.
There is growing concern over the large number of missing weapons in Libya left behind by the Muammar Gaddafi regime for fear they could fall into the hands of militant groups. Of special concern are the thousands of shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. Now, UN staff in Libya will assist Libyan authorities in the search for the arms. The 200-person UN mission deployed in October is not a military operation. Its mandate has been to help draft a constitution, promote reconciliation and the rule of law, and prepare for elections next year. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
There are reports of another clash between security forces and army defectors in Syria. Activists say at least 15 people are dead. The United Nations says more than 4,000 have died since protests broke out in March, and the UN's top human rights official said this week that Syria is in a state of civil war. Global stock markets rallied this week. Stocks rose in Asia and Europe, and Wall Street ended up posting its best week in more than 2 years, up 7%, on hopes that European countries will work out their debt problems. As the BBC's Andrew Walker reports, financial markets have intense interest in a European summit next week.
Not for the first time, the financial markets are looking ahead to a European summit, hoping for strong action. The French and German leaders have certainly been talking in bigger terms, with ideas for imposing much tougher discipline over Eurozone government finances. What the markets hope is that a deal on that at next week's Brussels summit will persuade the European Central Bank to provide funds to deal with the immediate problem, perhaps via the IMF or perhaps by going into the market for government debt.
With the BBC's Andrew Walker, this is NPR News. Former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky is denying the sexual molestation charges against him and says his charitable work with children has been falsely portrayed. In an interview with the New York Times, he also said that his boss, Joe Paterno, never spoke to him about any misconduct with minors. Penn State's Board of Trustees fired Paterno, saying he did too little to alert authorities. Amnesty International is calling for the arrest of former President George W. Bush under international laws against torture. NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton reports that during the former president's three-nation African tour, the rights watchdog said his African hosts were under obligation to detain him.
Amnesty International says George W. Bush must be detained for allowing torture under his watch as president. Amnesty claims it has enough evidence and an admission from Mr. Bush himself that he did indeed authorize the use of torture during the U.S. war on terror. Matt Pollard is Amnesty's senior legal advisor.
There's nothing that says powerful people from powerful countries get a free pass when they're responsible for torture.
Former President Bush has been in Tanzania, Zambia, and Ethiopia this week, championing the fight against HIV/AIDS and cervical cancer. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Kinshasa.
Former Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern is being treated at a hospital in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. McGovern hit his head in a fall outside of a library that bears his name at Dakota Wesleyan University. McGovern is 89 years old. He fell as he was getting sent to participate in a C-SPAN program focusing on failed presidential candidates who changed American politics. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.